Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
Escape from Sunset Grove by Minna Lindgren, read by Patience Tomlinson.
The common room was eerily still. Its lone occupant, the tattooed doctor, was fanning herself in the corner where they used to read newspapers and magazines. Subscriptions had been cancelled for the duration of the retrofit as a cost-cutting measure, Director Sundström had explained. It was as if she were trying to smoke out the last of Sunset Grove's tenacious tenants.
"Ugh, damn, it's hot," the tattooed doctor said.
Siri noticed that she had a picture of a skull on her left breast. It showed through her flimsy summer blouse, which looked like an undershirt.
"Have you been sitting here long? Did you happen to see who just rode off in the ambulance?" "It was that sour old lovebird, your friend, the know-it-all who looks like a skeleton. What's her name?"
"Annalisa. Poor Annalisa,"
Siri cried, lifting a hand to her forehead. She gasped for breath and felt a shooting pain on the right side of her head. She'd seated herself next to this unpleasant new neighbour and lowered Annalisa's jewellery box to the empty magazine rack. She listened in alarm to see if her heart had stopped. She couldn't hear anything under her breathing and felt her wrist for a pulse. Her heart was beating far too rapidly, but at a good rhythm, steadily. Her decrepit circulatory channels were doing their best.
"Hello, I'm Irma Lannenlehmu. I don't believe we've ever introduced ourselves. Generally, no one does around here. People come and go and no one knows anyone's name. My friend here is Siri Kettunen. I believe we're Sunset Grove's longest-term residents now."
"Ritva Latinen."
The doctor didn't extend a hand. She just kept fanning herself.
"You want to join me for a pint at the Ukka Monkey?"
"Oh, not today, thanks," Irma said with a friendly smile, as if she were in the habit of drinking enormous pints of beer at the local pub, but the idea didn't strike her fancy at the moment. "Do you happen to know where we might find Annalisa?"
The woman stood and slipped the fan into the back pocket of her jeans. Siri mused that Ritva Latinen must be the first resident of Sunset Grove who wore jeans. Siri had never owned a pair herself. They must have been hot in summer weather like this. No wonder the sweat was dripping from Ritva Latinen's face. Her hair looked wet too, as if she'd just stepped out of the shower, which was an impossibility because the water had been cut off since last night. The throbbing in Siri's head had subsided, and her heart had steadied, but her throat was prickling unpleasantly. Could it be an asthmatic reaction to all the asbestos dust? Perhaps Ritva could tell them more about asthma symptoms. After all, she was a doctor, genes or no. Siri looked on tiredly, as Irma followed the tattooed doctor for a few paces without getting the tiniest assistance in tracking down Annalisa. Instead, Ritva lambasted the healthcare system in a few sharp, vulgarity-punctuated sentences, said she'd been a medical examiner because the best patient was a dead patient, and headed out for her pint.